Chris McDermott and Mike Pankowitz are the two guys in our segment here, sponsored by Micro Center, and they both work in the tech department of the Micro Center out on Ogden Avenue in Westmont. Good to see you again, guys.
Good to be back.
Hey, Bill.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. I see that people already understand that because they're already lining up. You can also take questions via text at 24720. Have you known the Dick Tracy two-way wristband radio watch? That was created in 1946, and now we're getting the reality of wrist watches that actually do certain things that computers do.
Yeah, I just recently saw a release of the new Moto watch coming out, a smartwatch that's going to have a round screen on it, full LCD background, and it's going to have the capability of doing all sorts of fun stuff like original tech thought up, years and years ago.
Computers are shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. It's amazing, and it does make sense because it's kind of a hassle to take out of your pocket the phone, turn it on, look at it. The wrist look is just so much more expedient.
It's there. It's ready.
Yeah. I kind of would like to... I'm not yet to make the move, and it's still sort of a novelty. They're not really wide sellers.
It's going to be a few years before it's perfected, Bill, but I think they're going to get there easily.
All right, let's wade into the calls here. Pat, you're first up. Thanks for calling. You're talking to the Micro Center guys on WGN.
Yeah, my old computer died, and I bought a new one. And most of my stuff is all HP. And now the new computer, it's a Pavilion, a P71510. But my old monitor, which isn't that old, and my printer and my scanner, they won't plug together.
Okay, on the actual monitor itself, offhand, how old is the actual screen? Do you know offhand, a couple years maybe?
Yeah, maybe 2 years old.
Okay, so it definitely should be in the realm of compatibility. It's going to be one of those things that you're going to probably have to at least stop by the store so we could take a quick look at the cable and just make sure we got the right match for you, because we'll definitely be able to look up the actual system, see what interface you have, and get you the right adapter. If there isn't one on the system, there should be at least one form or another, either from DVI to VGA or even HDMI, that they offer out there that we should be able to fit and get you set up.
That's
for that.
Greek to me, but the point is, Pat, taking it in doesn't cost you any money. They'll give you just free advice if you walk into Micro Center.
The physical part of it is, okay, it's all too bulky and heavy. I thought that you could tell me, XYZ. Cable or an ABC cable.
Gotcha.
What I recommend doing is if it's trouble to bring it into the store, what a lot of people have done that makes it easier for them is they can take a picture of it and bring it on in, just show us exactly what the computer has and what the monitor has, and we can get you the right cable or adapter.
So she would take the plug and point it at the camera to look at the pins and things like
that? Exactly. And by that, we'll be able to determine which end it is you're going to need, even if you could take a picture of, like, the back of the computer, and then we can get everything matched up and set for you.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
That's a classic workaround. Good idea, guys. I like that. Here's a text. How about talking some about Linux? How widely used is that as an operating system?
Realistically, we don't run any systems in the shop other than for attempting data recoveries, but that's because everything else that we have is compatible and running on Windows. It is becoming a lot more popular.
We should explain, this is the open source operating system.
Exactly. macOS is based on that to a degree, and even large players in the gaming realm like Steam are coming out with their own Linux operating system. So those are things that are coming up. It's going to become more and more popular, especially as the crowd becomes exposed to it out there.
Chris, here's a question from, this is Margaret in Bridgeport. Can you recommend a software to clean my computer?
Yeah. What we recommend usually at the shop is a software called PC TuneUp. It's made by the same company that makes AVG. Basically,
AVG?
AVG, yes.
What is that?
They have a lot of different products, from antivirus security to software that cleans up your computer like this. Basically, it has a lot of different utilities that let your computer run a lot faster. It defragments your hard drive for you, cuts down on redundancies that slow down your computer. If you have a laptop, can really cut down on your battery life as well.
What's the name again?
It's PC TuneUp Utilities.
And that's a CD or download? It's not a freeware?
It's like a maintenance software, and we utilize that a lot of times to kind of tweak the performance back into the system, so eliminating a lot of programs that are running in the background, kind of making system act sluggish. If you're looking for something a little bit more free, on the free side of things, and maybe a trial, we've mentioned in the past, CCleaner is a really good go-to program, and that's good for the basics, you know, cleaning out your registry, just going through and cleaning out the cache systems and that are running.
I'll use
the
that one.
System.
It's CCleaner.com, right?
That's the actual software name. I think CNET has it, so CNET.com.
CNET, yeah. That's sort of an overall techno site that you
can
go
exactly.
to. Helen, you're on WGN. Hi, Helen. Your Windows 7 display is a problem?
Yes, I've got an older unit, a Dell, and they installed a Radeon X300, and it was the company was ATI Technologies, who is now out of business. And I had run the Windows 7 upgrade advisor, and it said the driver installed for this device is not compatible with Windows 7.
Okay. And what it sounds like really is that maybe your drivers just aren't going to work with the updates, and that's a really easy fix. You should be able to go in your control panel and uninstall the ATI Catalyst software. Now, just as a heads up, ATI isn't out of business. ATI is just owned by AMD now. So AMD has taken over. They still provide drivers for all of their your hardware needs, essentially, and you'll be able to get the newer up-to-date version of that once you get the OS upgraded.
Oh, because I did look up the AMD, and I did see an ATI thing, but I must have missed seeing the Radeon X300. I did go to that, and then I thought, oh, maybe that's not the right company.
You're going to probably have to look at probably legacy devices, so because that is a slightly older model graphics card, it sounds like, and you're going to have to do a little bit of digging to see what's there.
Okay, and can I ask you one other quick question?
Yeah.
I was on your website, and I found that you folks do carry the operating system, the Windows 7, and then the Belkin transfer cable for Windows 7.
That's correct.
Will I be able to put that on a flash drive?
Well, the transfer cable is made to go from system to system. So if you had like a replacement computer you were moving to, you would plug one in to your currently functioning system and then the other end into the new computer, and you kind of sync up software on them and you'll be able to migrate information over. So it's not something that's per se using a flash drive or flash media, but it's a cable from system to system to transfer data with.
Oh, okay. How would I transfer my... because I don't have a second computer, I'm on a fixed
In this budget. Case, you'll probably want to jump on probably an external hard drive of some sort, and you can use an external drive to save your information to at least on a temporary means. We do offer this service if it's going to be out of your realm of what you know and understand. We can assist you with that and kind of get that taken care of for you as a data backup.
Okay.
Well, Helen, I think we've given you about all the advice we can right now.
It's not an easy task, sorry.
Yeah. But it sounds like you know what you're doing, so... hopefully this information will help you conclude the process.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much. Here's a question from 847. This is a why is this happening? Whenever I log off any website, I'm on my system. I don't know what he means by that. It takes me back. Oh, any website I'm on, pause, my system, and takes me back to the desktop screen to sign on again. Is that malware?
That's a really interesting problem. I've never actually come across that scenario. What it sounds like he's saying is that when he closes his browser, I'm assuming he means, that it's asking him to log back into his computer. So that's either got to be an issue with the actual operating system that's on the system. It could definitely be malware. I've never come across a scenario like that. We need a little bit of troubleshooting.
Take it in. Is it normal for new PCs to be sold without backup disks?
Yes. They've sort of moved away from that. A lot of time, actually, just about every computer nowadays, they really want you to make your own. They've sort of moved away from the disks now, and Windows has its own utility in it to make backup disks to a flash drive, really.
What's that called? How do you navigate to that?
If you pull up in Windows 8, this is a specific feature. If you type in recovery, you should be able to bring up the option to make recovery a recovery flash drive. A lot of manufacturers will also have their own dedicated recovery software that'll let you create like factory media, and that's what they've moved to nowadays.
I know Dell has a really easy one that's just right on the desktop when you start up the computer. It's a picture of a little clock. You just click on that, and it gives you all the options you need.
You should do it, though. It's so important.
Always. Should be pretty much the first thing besides antivirus and anti-malware software.
Do you think technology is easy, though? It's complicated.
It's changing every 6 months, Bill, so it's not the most ideal thing to keep up with, but it's an interesting industry.
You guys love it, don't you?
Love
it. Absolutely.
It's your passion. Christopher, what's the problem? Can you stump our two Micro Center guys? Go ahead. You're on WGN.
Sure. Thanks very much for taking my call.
You bet.
So I'm a teacher, and I use my personal computer in Acer with Windows 8 on in school. And sometimes when I'll be just typing, something will happen. It'll switch from letters to each keystroke is like a command prompt. And, like, J opens something, and another thing opens another thing. And the only way I can fix it is restarting the computer, which gets kind of annoying.
It sounds like you might have some sort of hotkey enabled on the actual laptop.
You know what a hotkey is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So laptops typically have a lot more compact keyboards, and when they do that, they have to double up on certain keys. So there's usually like something like number lock that will sort of enable certain keys to do a second function on the keyboard, and you might have to look through those a bit to see which ones have double functions and which ones will enable and disable that ability. So if your system's restarted, it'll go back to default settings, which would typically be number lock being disabled. And at that point, you know, your keyboard's going to function again. So I would check out those extra keys and see what might swap it over.
Good answer.
Okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for calling, Christopher. Hi, John. Welcome to WGN. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you today?
Well, swell. How about you?
Okay, thanks for being there. I was on my computer this morning, and I have Comcast, and I got some updates I was putting in, and I hit this button, and all of a sudden I got MSN and Bing on there. I don't want them on my computer, and I can't seem to delete them.
Now, is it when you open up your internet browser, it just loads MSN Bing, or is it an actual program that's on the computer?
I'm not sure about
that. Because a lot of times what they've done is that it just has your landing page. Your default setting that has the landing page now is MSN Bing. You can actually go into the browser and change that. Is that, Chris, maybe what
yes.
you need to do?
Internet Explorer and MSN Bing, they're all Microsoft products. So Microsoft wants you to sort of integrate it all, which it's basically, it can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing. It really just depends on your preference.
Well, he doesn't want it. So where does he go?
If you go into the options, you should be able to change your homepage. So you can change it to Yahoo, AOL, Facebook, whatever you want.
So open up your Internet Explorer and then look for, is it settings?
It's going to be, a drop-down settings for your internet options.
Internet options, yeah. So you go to settings, look for internet options, and then you'll see a series of tabs there, and there'll be one that talks about what you want for the default.
It should literally
page.
Be like the first window that pops up, and there'll be a space in there that you can write that in.
All right, John, you clear?
Yes, okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yep, that should solve it for you. Hi, Tony. You got some non-responsive internet? Go ahead.
Yeah, got a HP G60. It's an older model. Came with the Vista Home Premium. I've upgraded to 8.1. And what happens when I go into Google, and sometimes when you're going between a couple of pages and what have you, you'll see it'll say not responding, Firefox, not responding, not responding. And, you know, it just kind of hangs up. Now, I'm wondering if that happened when I updated the driver for the Radeon graphics.
It sounds like your system might be maybe a few years older. Is that correct?
Yeah.
With the running the Windows Vista? So, and by jumping ahead to Windows 8 there, you might have taken on a little bit more software than the system's used to dealing with. So it could be a combination of things, and you're following the right track there.
I upgraded to the maximum 4 gig of memory.
The memory would definitely help it, but it's not going to be a one-stop shop, you know, for solving all the issues for system speed. So things like processor and hard drive might be slowing it down. So something like that is going to need a little bit of hands-on work to see if there can be anything done to kind of tweak things, make it a little bit faster, and run a little bit more responsive for a system of that age.
Is that something I could bring into you guys?
We could most definitely take a look at it for you.
And Tony, what's nice is when you go to Micro Center is that the meter isn't running the minute you walk in. They'll talk to you. You'll get an understanding of what you need to do, and then if you want them to do it, then they'll charge you for it. But
believe me, I'm a regular at their Westmont office.
Okay, well, we probably have seen each other once in a while ourselves. All right, Tony, thanks, bud. Hey, Sam, welcome to WGN. What's your problem?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a new Windows 8 computer, and for some reason when I have my programs open and I walk away for a little bit, it doesn't go to sleep. It disappears. I have power still to my computer, but I lose everything. I have to shut it completely off and turn it on again and start over again. So where do I need to go so that my computer will just sleep and I can press Control, Alt, Delete, or something, and they'll open back up again and I can see them again?
If you first of all, is this a desktop or laptop?
Laptop.
If you right-click on the little battery in the bottom corner there, it'll give you an option to change the power options. In there, there are different settings that change that you can change based on whether you want your computer to go to sleep, hibernate, stay on, just dim the display, turn it off. And you can sort of play around with those, try and figure out the best way for it to work for you.
Okay.
So it's the battery icon she's looking for.
Okay, and I always leave mine plugged in, but someone at one of the stores had told me, gosh, you don't need to, you're wasting the battery life. Once you plug it in, you should take your battery out.
Yeah, the lithium-ion batteries they're using for these, they really work best between 20 and 80%. But basically, if you get it charged up all the way and you're still using it, take it out. It's going to run a lot longer. It's going to run a lot better. But batteries for laptops really only last about 2 years before it's not really worth just using that.
Okay, all right. So if I'm going to keep it plugged in all the time, just leave the battery out and just put the battery in when I'm
traveling.
When I want to sit at the sofa somewhere for it's not plugged in. Okay.
And I definitely want to recommend, if you can, getting an extra battery. Just, you know,
have a standby battery. Right. He's recommending. All right, Sam. Thanks.
Sure. Okay.
Makes sense to me, too. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN. You want a laptop.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
I have a kind of a basic question. I'm just looking possibly for just a regular laptop. I'm basically need it right now for I'm interested in speed, but basically surfing the web, and I'm checking email and stuff like that. I'm interested in – I do some artwork and graphics, but, again, for right now, like I said, surfing the web and job-related kind of things like that, writing – what you might recommend.
All right. Did you have like a price range you're looking to spend within?
Well, that's the thing. Probably around, it would be nice if it was under 1,000, but probably like not more than two right
okay.
now.
So the one I'm going to go off with and that pops right into my head is actually one that Bill purchased recently. It's
the
really
Ultrabook.
Nice, yes.
I
it's
love
a Dell
it.
XPS model. Very sleek, very light, a really long runtime for battery.
That's because it doesn't have a hard drive, Sue. It doesn't have whirring parts in it. It
exactly.
does have a fan because the operating system still eats up energy, but it's very light because there's not that big, bulky drive in there.
It's
okay,
got, yeah.
That'd be really great because, like, yeah, on the go, doing stuff like that.
Exactly. It's got a really nice high-resolution screen and no moving parts, like he mentioned. So it's going to
okay,
definitely
cool.
be a bit more durable.
And it comes with Windows 8, but I upgraded to 8.1.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have that option, too.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, yeah, here
okay.
I am, the salesman. All right.
Okay, all great. Thank you so much.
All right, Sue, thanks. Let's see if we can get Tom's question real quick here. Tom, you're on WGN. We got to do this in 1 minute.
All right, very quick. I got an 8.1 Surface Pro 2, my Vista desk
operating system.
So I jacked it up to a hard drive. Windows 8.1 won't take my back, open up my backup.
So you did a backup on your Vista machine, and you're trying to move it to your 8.1?
I did it on an external drive, and I'm trying to move it to my 8.1.
I think there's going to be some compatibility issues between the two OSs, so you might have to do a manual backup, putting your information on the external, unfortunately, file by file, and it's going to be a little bit harder than, unfortunately, using the OS itself.
Total hassle. Wow.
Yeah.
They can help you, though, Tom. Take it into the store and see if they can give you some guidance to expedite the whole thing. Chris and Mike, thanks so much, Micro Center guys.
Thanks for having us.